From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Democrats say they will introduce legislation in response to the Supreme Court's decision allowing businesses to refuse to provide contraceptives as part of employee health care plans. NPR's Laura Sullivan has more.
Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, says she will introduce legislation in coming weeks that will attempt to work around the Supreme Court's ruling. Murray says the court's decision allowing family-owned or closely held businesses to opt out of providing birth control undermines a woman's ability to make private health care decisions. Murray and 18 other Senate Democrats filed an amicus brief in the case. While many conservative lawmakers praised the court's decision, many Democrats, especially female lawmakers, expressed outrage. They say they will spend the July 4th recess carefully examining the ruling and figuring out the best type of legislation to introduce when the Senate returns next week. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, the Capitol.
The extremist group that has swept over much of northern Iraq is now calling on Muslims there to come to seize territory and help build an Islamic State. In an audio tape, the group's leader exhorting Muslims, regardless of nationality, to take part. Meanwhile, Sunnis and Kurds walked out of the first session of Iraq's new parliament today after Shiites failed to name a prime minister to replace Nouri al-Maliki, further dimming hopes of a national unity government to save the country from collapse. California raised its minimum wage today from $8 to $9 an hour. NPR's Sam Sanders reports it's the state's first hike in 6 years.
The jump is a 12.5% increase in California's minimum wage. And a law California Governor Jerry Brown signed last year will raise the minimum wage again in 2016 to $10 an hour. Manuel Pastor studies sociology at the University of Southern California. He says seeing a state as big as California raise their minimum wage will have ripple effects.
It begins to demonstrate that this can be done at a national level, and it helps to build the momentum nationally to make sure that the minimum wage goes up at a national level.
California's business community opposed any increase, saying it could cost jobs in a still recovering economy. But cities across the state have been raising their minimum wages themselves. San Francisco's minimum wage, for instance, is already $10.74 an hour. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Nation's factories were busier in June. A key manufacturing index for a 13th straight month last month rose at a faster pace. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its manufacturing index was at 55.3. Any reading above 50 indicates expansion in manufacturing, while a reading below that level denotes contraction. 15 of 18 manufacturing industries were expanding last month. In a separate report, the government says construction spending was up in May. The Commerce Department reporting spending rose 0.1%. On Wall Street, both the Dow and the S&P 500 ventured into record territory again. The Dow up 129 points to 16,956. The S&P 500 gained 13 points today. You're listening to NPR. The first tropical storm of the season has formed in the Atlantic near Florida. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami. Tropical storm Arthur may reach hurricane strength by the end of the week.
Arthur began as a depression and reached tropical storm status in the Atlantic south of Cape Canaveral. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to turn north Wednesday and remain offshore as it heads up the east coast. With warm water temperatures and low wind shear, Arthur is projected to strengthen into a hurricane on a track that puts it on a collision course with North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center's Dennis Feltkin says coastal areas in North Carolina should expect a stormy 4th of July.
You should be prepared for a very heavy rainfall and certainly tropical storm force winds, possibly up to hurricane force along the Carolina coastline, and it couldn't rule out isolated tornado.
Arthur is forecast to remain offshore as it moves north, bringing wind and rain to communities along the east coast. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
A tough loss for the U.S. team at the World Cup, despite a sizzling performance from U.S. goalkeeper Tim Howard, who had 16 saves. The U.S. squad fell short in its effort to advance to the next round. U.S. losing to Belgium 2-1 in extra time. NPR's Russell Lewis says even though the U.S. team lost, it was not all doom and gloom in Brazil.
The game has ended a bit ago, and the fans have been streaming out of the stadium. American fans, of course, looking a bit down, looking a bit dejected. But in the ones that I talked to said, sad for the loss, but happy that they were able to get this far in the World Cup. Happy what it means for the future. Happy that so many people tuned into the games, watching the games, and were excited by the U.S. team, and really looking forward to the future.
NPR's Russell Lewis. Crude oil futures prices closed down today. This is NPR News in Washington.